Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin!
Good morning.
How are you? Faith and Begara.
Are you good?
The way I might look at you. It's St. Patrick's weekend.
I know. Can you believe it?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Patrick's weekend.
This year's going very fast.
I think you'll find that's a H. That's normally what happens when you start getting older.
So have you any plans for St. Patrick's weekend?
Well, I, as always, sporting the green shoes.
Of course you will.
I'll have the green shoes and make a show of myself at home, and we do a quick jig.
Isn't that lovely?
We always have a dance in the kitchen and wear the green shoes and then go straight back to bed. You'll be worn out.
Will you draw in the shamrock?
Yes, you have to. Very important. You open on Sunday?
No, we're closed actually. Oh. Which is great, and great for the staff. So there's a lovely parade down in Bundoran, and it's about 25 minutes from us.
Lovely.
So I'll probably pop down there. Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, it's not far at all.
Bundoran, I've been there for
a long time. It's good fun.
Bundoran is great in the summertime.
Yeah, a bit of crack.
Yeah, that's what you want. Summers there back in the day.
You'd be proud, you know, a lot of people come to Ireland and they celebrate it with us, but like St. Patrick's Day, celebrate it all over the world.
Oh, sure, for God's sake.
Like I've cooked in America. I've cooked in lots of places, you know, and through the whole St. Patrick's week lead up to it.
Yeah.
But God, we're a small country, but people just seem to embrace us and love us, which is, we're very grateful for.
The entire government's all over the world.
Yeah, true.
That's right.
Absolutely, and trying to push. For me, it's all about the good food that we have.
Absolutely,
in Ireland,
and saying, you know, come see us. Come
yeah, exactly.
So, look, what have you got? What have you got for us?
I'm kind of thinking, what
do
we do? Well, I thought maybe a beef and carrot hot pot, something you could have made ahead.
All right.
So, if you're going to parade, you can just warm it up and serve with crusty bread or maybe potatoes if you want to, or a bit of rice, okay. And then a warm apple pie.
The apple pie.
Would you like that?
Apple
do you like
pie
a big
very,
slice of
very
it?
Very good for you.
Have it in the boot of the car.
Have you? You'll so never lose it if it's in the boot.
We will talk about our hot pot first. So we're using some stew and steak pieces.
Mm-hmm.
About 300 grams of that. This will feed four people, so you can double it up. I'm a big believer, doubling up this recipe and keeping it in the fridge, or you can freeze it. Plain flour, you toss your beef and you literally brown it in the pan with a little bit of oil. You can put butter into that, but a little bit of oil, rapeseed or olive oil, and then you're going to put one onion, roughly sliced, a couple of carrots, now nice big chunks of carrots, not small pieces. I want a nice big chunk of carrot. Peel them, obviously. Into that, then you're going to brown that off with the beef, and that goes into your casserole pot. Or you can brown the whole lot in the casserole pot, safe in the wash-up. Into that, then you're going to put in some tomato puree, a little bit of beef stock. From a cube is fine, or we've often spoken about Carol's fresh beef stock that
yes,
she does. She's
right.
She's excellent, so that's lovely and clean. I love that word. There's no nasties in it, which is really good. Two teaspoonfuls of Worcester sauce, so that gives a lovely spiciness to it. It's not too sweet. It's a lovely savouriness. That's the word I wanted to use. Into this, Marty, we're going to put the potatoes. We're actually going to cook the potatoes in this. If you don't want to do that, that's fine.
Okay.
You can add in celery, you can add in leeks, you can add
Would
in
that be the traditional way for a hot pot?
Yeah.
To be done with it?
Yeah,
okay.
It can be, absolutely. There's lots, some people slice the potatoes. We're putting baby boils in. Peeling nails buds.
Yeah.
So that goes in, so you mix that all together, and then what you're going to do is you're going to let that slowly cook either on the hob or else in the oven. And the oven about 160, and that'll take about an hour and a half, or on a gentle kind of a low heat, you can actually cook that for about an hour 20 minutes. Depending on the cut of beef, you want it low and slow. A slow cooker, I've never said that.
Oh, brilliant. A slow cooker, yeah.
You're now, always, probably slow cooker could take 4 or 5 hours, but really slow.
Hmm.
So that could be lovely, because a lot of people ask, you know me, what about slow cooking recipes? This would be perfect. Finish it with some chopped parsley, and then serve that with some nice crusty bread, and that's great. And it's the kind of dish, as you said, St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday, but this can be made a day or two ahead. So
yeah, have it
up.
Ready, yeah.
Exactly, have it ready and enjoy it then. And we're using the beef. It could be done with chicken, but I think beef is the nicest.
That sounds
chicken.
Lovely.
Yeah.
But you'll be in Bundoran.
I might be, I hope so. That's the plan.
Did they not ask you to be the Grand Marshal?
No. Have you ever been asked to do that?
Not at all.
I'm sure.
I have not.
I'm surprised.
No. They'd ask me to be President of Ireland. To be the Grand Marshal of a parade.
But isn't it amazing how big the Dublin parade's got? Like,
it's phenomenal.
And all over the country.
It's
like,
absolutely enormous.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is enormous. Yeah. But anyway, so that's that.
Yeah, that's our savoury kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then I was trying to think, what do we love in apples? What do we love in Ireland? Apples.
Yeah.
We grow them. We've beautiful apples.
That's right.
So this is an apple pie. It's a similar recipe that my mother used to make. She used to use whole cloves, but I'm using a little bit of cinnamon instead, because the whole cloves, when you bit into them, it's how you taste.
Isn't it true?
Yeah. Sorry, Mum.
Yeah, no,
it was a lovely recipe, but
it is
right.
True. I agree.
Making the pastry. Okay, so plain flour, a little bit of ice and sugar, or you can use caster. Ice and sugar will give you a finer, more kind of crumblier pastry. Some chilled butter in that, and about two egg yolks, and some really cold water. Mix that all together, and that can be done a couple of days, a week ahead. It can be frozen. You can double up this recipe, and then keep half it in the freezer, which is perfect. Okay. And once you write, it's called a sugar pastry. So you roll that out into your kind of like little tart case, and then with your apples, we're using a mixed Irish apples. You know, there's lots of lovely Irish apples that are there, and you can just, the apple producer that we use in the restaurant is called Contras. And
Contras.
He's based in Tipperary in Nina. Yeah. He's known as the apple farmer. He's a great guy.
Is he?
Oh, I love him.
Does he make cider as well?
Yes, he does.
Probably
good
does.
Man. He does, and cider vinegar and all that. He's fantastic. Right. He's a great man.
Contras.
I think he's brilliant. Well, he doesn't know about apples. It isn't worth knowing.
All right.
So, lovely Irish apples. You peel them, you core them, you slice them, put them onto your raw pastry at the base. You roll out. The base is the sugar pastry, not cooked. And then a little bit of lemon juice. Mix that through the apples so it stops them from oxidizing. I'm going to put in a little bit of sugar into this, 2 ounces of sugar sprinkled over, and then some cinnamon. So instead of the whole cloves, a little bit of ground cinnamon. It says about 1 teaspoonful. I think that's more than enough. Then you egg wash the pastry, you put your apples in, and then you put another layer of pastry on top. That goes into the oven at 190, and you cook that for about 50-55 minutes until the pastry is beautiful and golden brown, and then you serve that with some whipped cream.
You do.
Some ice cream or some custard.
Whipped cream.
Which would you prefer?
Whipped cream.
I agree.
Yeah. That'll be the one for me now. Yeah. And the warm apple pie. It's real, like an apple tart.
It's
the mammy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I'm with you on the cloves.
Okay.
It can take over.
And overpowering, you know. Yeah. It's something that I like, and you could use ground cloves. I should have said that instead of cinnamon. But I think cinnamon works really well with the apples.
Yeah,
it's a classic combination.
Yeah. So it's beef and carrot hot pot, and then the warm apple pie, and a small libation to wash it down. What do we play? Hail glorious St. Patrick.
Ah, why not?
We play what? Hail glorious St. Patrick.
That's lovely.
Do you want to sing it, or do you?
I know, jeez.
Or we leave it to someone else.
Your listeners.
Hail glorious St. Patrick. Why not? Because it's the St. Patrick's
weekend. That's right. It's a very special weekend.
It
you're
is
right.
A great weekend.
Good man.
Yeah, why not?
And you enjoyed.
I will.
Oh, and round the shamrock, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And your green shoes.
Rinka agus rula bula. Isn't that what you
used to say?
Rinka agus rula bula.
Slána bula.
Slága fóill.
Good.
Until next week. You notice that we're using different languages.
I know every week. We get very.
We had French and the Irish, which of course we know fluently. And God knows what. But it depends on what you bring in next week.
You're a gas man.
It depends on what language we use next week, depending on the recipe
you're right.
that you bring.
Yeah, that's true.
Have a lovely Patrick's
Day. And you too,
weekend.
And all your
listeners. So you're closing on Sunday.
Sunday, Monday, we're closed, yeah.
And Monday as well, of course, the bank holiday.
Yeah.
And then are you back on Tuesday?
Yeah, back on Tuesday.
Good man.
Back at it. I'll be up with you next Friday.
Mike Neen's Where Nevin Lives. It's a fantastic restaurant. There are other restaurants, but we're advertising yours because we love you.
Well, thank you.
Safe home to you and your family, and we'll talk to you next
thank
week.
Thank you. See you then.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.